This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
On that note, as always, joining me is the Ants van Rensburg, who's the clinic admin manager at Dis-Chem Baby City. Hi, Ants, how are you today?
Good morning, Yolandi. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I am also really well. We're talking about pelvic health today. And you know, men also have pelvic health. So I feel like you shouldn't feel left out in the conversation, even though we were definitely focusing on women's health when it comes to this topic. But again, as always, Dis-Chem, I know I read the advert every week. So I do know that Dis-Chem pharmacies and the clinics actually do offer female health screening and things like this. Is this something that you guys would talk about?
Absolutely. And I mean, it's such an amazing topic and something that is often overlooked. And individuals such as Isabel really play such an important role in the healthcare environment, because we have patients that come to our clinics, and I mean, I've seen this in practice many times before, where patients have symptoms that they wouldn't necessarily associate with a weak pelvic floor or after they've given birth, they wouldn't necessarily associate it with that. And sometimes for many patients, the symptoms are embarrassing for absolutely no reason. So it takes them so long to actually ask a question about that or raise a concern. So it's really, really important to know that there are healthcare providers that we can refer patients to. But as Isabel also mentioned, not all patients have that access. So our nurses can really provide advice on exercises that you can do after giving birth, especially after a natural delivery, and exercises that you can do and everyday practices to ensure that you are comfortable and that you do exercise your pelvic floor as much as possible. And to all the patients out there, as we always say, ask the questions that you have, feel comfortable, know your healthcare provider. And it's important that you have someone that you can trust, and our nurses are definitely there if you have any questions or issues that you need to address.
You know, and I mean, I started the show with that. And that's why I'm always so happy that there are Dis-Chem clinics, to be honest, because I definitely think that's what this is all about. It's talking about awkward conversations, because that's often where I think it's just embarrassing to ask someone about this. And that's why I want to talk about this, to ensure that everyone knows in the end of the day that, yo, this is not an abnormal thing. It's quite normal that it happens, especially after birth and after pregnancy, as Isabel has noted for us. Thank you so much, and as always, to be part of this conversation and to normalize this topic and to give parents options when it comes to who can help with these type of issues. I hope you have a wonderful day. Until next week.
Thanks, Yolandi. Have a good Wednesday. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
And just like that, another show has come to an end. It was a great show. Something I've spoken about before, pelvic health or pelvic floor health, because I feel it's such a taboo topic to talk about, an embarrassing topic to talk about for women. It is for me important that we talk about this more and normalize it, so that you know that there is so much help out there for this. And it's definitely something that can easily be bettered. So I hope you are contacting your pelvic floor physio, something that I didn't even know existed, right away, if you are struggling, or if you're pregnant for that matter, or if you're a grandma, because I know I've got lots of grandmas listening to my show. I know, because you DM me all the time and I really enjoy that. You can also send me a message or get into touch with me, and I can put you in touch with a pelvic floor or with Isabel Dice for that matter. Next week, I will be chatting about anxiety in adolescence. The world we live in is extremely stressful, and especially for our teenagers. And it's a topic, again, that's very close to my heart, as well as my son is turning 14 very soon. And it is something, and I mean, the stress of exams and the stress of life and all those things are real things for teenagers. And it is something that we can help with as parents. Next week, I am talking about anxiety in adolescence with counselor Nicole van Niekerk. So be sure to join me. If you've missed the show, don't worry. As always, it will be available as a podcast on hivefm.com. This show and all of my shows are available. Also, if you haven't downloaded the app yet, go download it because you can get all the podcasts, everything, listen to it, live stream us wherever you are. So be sure to go do that. It's the easiest way to do it. Just like we nurture our bodies with various exercise, even when it's Kegel exercise, we can also nurture our hearts with kindness. Remember, the best gift you can give our child, the best gift we can give our children is the example of kindness. So please go out there and be kind. Thank you for joining me. Until next time, enjoy your day.